Chapter 4, The Power of Sense Gratification. Our senses are extremely powerful. A simple little story taken from the Vedas illustrates the persistent attraction most of us feel to the material world and its pleasures. There was once a Muslim emperor named Akbar who was curious to know how long a person remains covered by lust. Akbar's minister, a wise old man, explained to the emperor, "Lust is powerful as long as you are in the material body, almost until the moment of death." Promising an instructive example, the minister invited the emperor to take his beautiful daughter along and join him at a nearby hospital. When they arrived, the minister said, "Just look at the man lying in the next room. Within the hour, he will be dead. Watch him closely as we walk into the room." From the moment the three of them, Akbar, his daughter, and the minister entered the room, the dying man could not keep his eyes off the attractive young woman. Akbar immediately understood. Such is the power of the senses. Because they are so strong, we cannot easily defeat them or give them up. If we do not direct our energies properly, the senses will enslave us. When we are enslaved, we cannot develop our higher faculties, and we will not experience the ultimate transcendental pleasure that comes from loving God. We must learn to redirect our senses by making a simple little change, as if we were tuning to a different radio station. The original energy still exists, but we are channeling them differently. When we offer higher pleasures to our senses, we can eventually become free of our lower desires.